What's like the best festival story you experienced? Do you have any like cool anecdotes you can tell us?
Cool anecdotes. I mean, I have lots that probably aren't appropriate for cameras. Yeah, I don't know. I have lots. I think the best thing about festivals is like I kind of spent my teenage years going to festivals as a kid, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I joined bands and wanted to have that experience. But I think the most important thing is just like people coming together and that kind of like friendship, and you have those memories with people for so long. And definitely some of my favorite experiences and the friends that I've stayed with, well, who are still considered like really close friends, are people that I went to festivals with and had those experiences with. So I think that's important. In terms of like anecdotes, I have loads of great memories. I can't reel it off the top.
That's great. So you have played here like for the first time in 2006, and the last time was 2009. So it's been a while. How does it feel to be back at Open Air St. Gallen?
Well, for those two performances, I wasn't in the band, so this is actually my first time back. First time here. So yeah, I'm excited about it. We've got an amazing slot before Nine Inch Nails. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be great.
Did you get to see like a bit of the like the whole festival, and did you walk around a bit or?
Yeah, but I plan to do that. I think after we play, hopefully we get to watch a bit of Nine Inch Nails, and I like going out into the site. So yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do that. But we only arrived about an hour ago, so.
So what do you, you said before that you went to festivals as a kid and you joined a band because of festivals. What do you associate with festivals in general?
Just having a great time. Just like some of the best times that I can remember are being at festivals. I went to loads of different ones, and I traveled around Europe when I was in my late teens, and I went to like Roskilde in Denmark, which was amazing, Pukkelpop in Belgium. I think just it's that thing of people getting together and they're not being those sort of the social constructs that are around normally. People just let go and they're more free and stuff, and everyone's just there to have a good time. It's quite a powerful thing, I think.
And do you notice like any differences between audiences in Switzerland or maybe in the rest of Europe compared to audiences in the UK?
Yeah, there's always subtle differences. You know, I think sometimes it feels to me that the Swiss can be quite reserved, but I think that depends where you play. And I consider myself quite a reserved person as well, so I don't always need to go nuts to have like a good time. But yeah, I think tonight will be a great atmosphere. I mean, I remember when we played other festivals in Zurich and stuff, it's always been great. But yeah, there's always little changes between crowds. And I think with our band, because we sort of received differently all over Europe, so some records go down better in other countries than others, and that's like really nice. So like hopefully we'll play a few songs tonight which will go off a bit better than they would somewhere else. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, the last time you played in Switzerland was I remember that show really well because it was in Zurich when the air conditioning was broken, and that was like that really sucked because it was so hot inside. How was it for you as a band? Was it equally unpleasant?
It was so hot. It was crazy hot. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of the hottest shows I've ever played. I think it had a charm in its way because, you know, it was one of our best Zurich shows in terms of people went fucking nuts, I think, because of the heat. But by the end, they were just like, oh my God, it's so hot. It was cool, but I don't wish that upon any audience that we played to, that kind of heat.
Yeah, the show was amazing, but yeah, the heat, it got to me, it really did.
Did we break you? Yeah.
A little bit. So you released your record Violence in March, so you got a bit up the opportunity to play the songs live already. How do the people receive the new songs? How do they work live?
They've been great. I mean, I think one of like the great things about making Violence is the summer before we had the opportunity to sort of road test a few songs at festivals, and at that point it already started to feel good, like songs like Magazine, they just went down so well, and we've started closing the set with it, which is, you know, to have that kind of feeling where you feel that this energy of like this is going to be a great song for us. So yeah, it's been great. The reception's been amazing.
And it's Violence is your sixth studio album, if I got that right. And obviously the sound has changed over the years. How has the way you work on songs and on records, how has that changed?
Well, I think predominantly before I was in the band for like the first three records, you know, Tom would write a song and then Chris, who was the old guitarist, they would kind of work on it together, and Chris would take it into his world and do some parts. And now, since me and Justin have joined, it's a far more collaborative process between the five of us, and Tom comes in with a basic idea and then we sort of throw it around for months and songs start to then take different shapes and different paths. And that's kind of how it works now, and it's a very like democratic process, which is a lot of fun. I think we're always just aiming to make something that excites the five of us, and you can feel that. It's not like a spoken thing, but there's an energy in the room. And I think we really achieved, you know, on this record there's like the elements in the heart of the band, and then that sort of like electronic thing that we've been exploring for like for quite a while now. So I think we've managed to find the perfect blend of that on this record.
Yeah, you just mentioned it, the electronic aspects. You worked with Blank Mass, who comes like from a really different kind of place. How did that collaboration come to happen?
Well, when we started making this record, we were writing in Oxford, and we were listening to World Eater, his last record, and we were all kind of blown away by it. And we were sort of thinking like, oh, you know, it'd be fun to sort of work with someone and get some fresh ideas. And Justin happened to know someone who knew him, friend of a friend kind of thing. And we just sent him an email and said, would you like to like work on some tracks? And he said yes, fortunately. And then we sort of started this like online sending stuff back and forth. We didn't actually ever get in a room with him. I've still never met him, which is quite like, I guess, a modern way of working, but it was cool to have that sort of distance, and we just let him do his thing, and then it came back to us and we could just kind of go, well, we really love this, and that was awesome.
Cool. So obviously I myself am a real big music fan, and I'm always interested in what kind of music like the bands I love listen to. So what's on your heavy rotation at the moment? What do you listen a lot?
At the moment, I love the new John Hopkins record. I think it's incredible. I think he just keeps getting better and better. And we've also been listening to the Rival Consoles record a little bit. In terms of bands, it's been hard. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Wings, and that does come up on the stereo quite a bit. But yeah, I love Paul McCartney. I think he's just got such an ear for melody that I don't think anyone's ever sort of come close to.
Cool. So yeah, that would be it from my questions. Thank you very much that you took your time to talk to us.